Hi everyone, we're back with another member of the ISO C++ committee. This is Lawrence Crowell, and I'm gonna have Lawrence introduce himself to you guys.
Hi, I've been on the C++ committee since 1997. My interests are mostly involved with making good abstractions cheaply, concurrency, and building up a set of good foundation numbers.
So I know you were a speaker at the conference. Was that the topic that you talked about?
The topic was the implementation of value types, and that is basically how to write your code around the abstraction mechanisms we have in C++ to deliver quality and performance at the same time.
Very cool. Can you talk a little bit to our audience more about that topic?
Sure. A lot of programmers like to use ints and strings and stuff because they can see it exactly. They know what they're getting into for performance. And when they start talking about making a class, they get worried about whether or not it's going to work as well or be as fast or something like that. Mm-hmm. And you want techniques to make it so that people don't have to worry about that. So they get the benefits of the abstraction. They can get a handle on it and say, yes, this is what that is, without having to worry about loss of performance or creepy bugs or something like that.
Very cool. So what are your impressions? So how much involvement did you have being on the committee with the inception, formation, overseeing this conference, you know, happening this week in the year that it's been, I think the year and a half, I believe, that it's that the planning process has been going on?
So I actually had no contribution to the planning.
Okay.
I got an invitation from Herb Sutter to
submit
some talk ideas. I did, and here I am.
Very cool. So, and your talk was, have you already presented your talk?
I've already presented my talk.
Very cool. That was
the implementation of value types.
Sorry, when did your talk happen?
Yesterday at 3:15.
Okay, very cool. So that's an interesting sort of being in the middle of the conference, so you have to maybe, how much prep work did you have to do for it right before? Have you given the talk before at other
No, it was a completely new talk for this conference. I did a lot of work before coming to the conference, and then I was sitting through a couple of the other talks and thinking, maybe I should modify my talk a little bit. So the other speakers were very helpful in polishing up my talk.
That's great. Well, hopefully you've had time to, I guess, relax more in the latter half of the conference since you don't have to worry about giving a talk anymore.
There's no time to relax. There's too many talks going on.
Well, in terms of having to prep your own.
Oh,
topic,
having to
I
prep
suppose.
My own, yes, that's true.
So tell us a bit more of what it's like to be on the C++ committee. Like, how often do you guys meet? And you're a chair for, I believe, the numbering?
Study group six on numerics numbers. So the committee is a different experience for different people. You can get out of it what you put into it, and you can tailor your participation to your interests. Mm. But a lot of it is people have an idea, they show up at the committee, write a paper presenting their idea, and then the committee goes through an analysis of the proposal to try and figure out where it's strong, where it's weak, how it needs to be changed. And then typically what happens is you'll get a list of things that need to change, and then you'll go back, rewrite your paper, bring it back to the committee, and iterate. Not every paper will make it through. Mm-hmm. And the important thing is to focus on solving the problem rather than getting a mechanism into the language.
Mm,
right?
Makes sense.
So come to the committee with a problem, propose a solution. If the committee likes the solution, go forward. But if the committee doesn't like the solution, but maybe there's some other ideas on another way to solve the problem, grab that solution, carry it on, just focus on the problem.
All right, cool. So what sort of work were you involved in, I guess, simultaneously with being on the committee, you said since 97? What sort of work were you involved in outside
so
of that?
So I'm a compiler front-end engineer, so my job was to compile and understand the C++ source code and then hand it off to the back end, which does the optimizations and tries to make it go faster.
And how long were you involved in that industry?
Let's see. I've been involved in that industry in one way or another for 30 years.
Wow.
So
pretty much almost all your working life.
Yeah.
It's very impressive.
It's a big, long career.
So what are your impressions of CPPCon?
I like it a lot. My biggest problem was trying to figure out which talk I go to.
Yeah.
I ended up deciding that the best criteria was which talk was I most likely to want to ask questions in, and that's the one I picked.
It's a very good heuristic. Very cool. Well, Lawrence, thank you so much for your time and just coming to speak with us here at Microsoft Channel 9. Hope viewers out there will watch Lawrence's talk. Just look for the links in the description below to the YouTube videos. And Lawrence, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Have a good conference.